This is UNnews Sports. Soccer game ends in tie. June 2010, Rustenburg, South Africa. The initial soccer match between the United States and England ended in a 1-1 tie. It was an appropriate end to a competition between a nation that doesn't know what soccer is and a nation that doesn't know what exciting sport is. Playing to a tie is an art form in England. In the Premier League, hyper-cautious play is often the key to entry into the postseason, although the hallmark achievement is the 0-0 result. Unlike other sports played there, between rainstorms, the match did not take all weekend, and whether it would get dark too soon was not a factor. The American players lingered on the field, unaware that they had not achieved a victory. Tim Howard, arquero or wicket minder for the Yankees, said, quote, "Obviously the adrenaline is pumping. Tell me, what was the score?" Unquote. After the English scored a legitimate goal, the Americans tied the game when Clint Dempsey snuck a ball past English gatekeeper Robert Green. Green had apparently hoped to stop the weak shot with laser eye beams, but he teared up. In the States, the game was seen on big screen television in many of the stadia of Major League Soccer, filled with fans with no fear that immigration would round them up for deportation to their real countries. Dave O'Brien described the equalizer as, quote, "greasy," unquote, during a Boston Red Sox radio broadcast. A definition was not forthcoming. The option of covering soccer, as well as a fundraiser for prostate cancer, was enabled by the 2.5 hours of inaction that exist within any 3-hour baseball game. The ennui was broken up by Daniel Nava, who hit the first major league pitch of his career for a grand slam home run for the Red Sox. This event, a confluence of factors within and not within his control, will be seized on as part of baseball's heritage by accountants and astrologers alike. O'Brien's counterpart, Joe Castiglione, took pride in having urged Nava to swing at anything on his first pitch in the pregame interview, in pursuit of baseball's highest achievement, statistical rarity. Back to soccer then. Among those attending the World Cup match was U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. He repeated a signature line, urging Howard to, quote, "stand up and take a bow," unquote. Unfortunately, Howard could not, as Emil Heskey had just kicked him in the ribs as he lay on the ground. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.